Mark Lender, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Where did you see these snuggies?
I was in the Bosque del Apache, which is a refuge run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in south central New Mexico. It's a pretty good-sized preserve, and it's known for both its snow geese and sandhill cranes during their winter stopover. The thing that keeps them there or draws them to this area in particular is the fact that the Wildlife Service plants corn for them, and that gives them a source of food, and of course they're protected there.
Why does the Fish and Wildlife Service plant corn for the snow geese? Isn't that helping them a little too much so they don't have to fend for themselves?
Well, they fend for themselves where and when they can, but what's happened is there's both been a loss of habitat and a depletion of water due to farming. So they really need this. It's an extra boost that they have to have. They just don't have the physical space allotted to them that they used to. So it really has to be done. I mean, it would be better if they had more space, but that's sort of the clash of civilization with the natural world.
Mark, why'd the birds take off all at once?
In this case, it's because they were startled, and you hear this great explosion of wings, and then their voices, and then they're up. But the time to see them take off, that was somewhat unusual. And the time to see this, if you want to see it, is to get to the these freshwater marshes where the birds spend the night. And you get there before sunrise when it's freezing cold and there's a skim of ice on the water. And you wait. And after a while, you'll hear the voices of the geese start to rise, and then they fall again. And then they'll rise a little louder, and then they fall again. And then they'll rise, and you hear the voices go up, and then the wings beat, this explosion of wings, and all of a sudden they're airborne. And it's a terrific sight. It's something really worth going down there to see, just to see that.
It sounds wonderful.
It is, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me, Mark.
Thanks.